Today's words of wisdom, Be a Touch Better for God, will be presented in Sepedi and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.supremastertv.com/subtitles. Afrika ke continent e kgolo mo lefaseng e tshogofaditswe kudu ke letsogo la modimo. Gape e bitswa ka leina la Motherland ka lebaka la tumelo ya gore batho ba thomile mo le bogwa bja naga. Bophelo bja go huma bo gona mo dikgweng tše tala tšeo e lego lehumo la matsogo a go fapana. Dithaba tša ona tša go swara lefase di humile kudu ka Gauta, Platinum le di diamond. Noka ya Nile yeo e raranego go feta dikilomitara tše nne botlhabela bja go tswa borwa ba Afrika go ya Egepeta e fa bophelo go diphedi tše dintšhi tša modimo ka fase ga leratadima la Afrika. Modimo o tswela pele go šoufatša Afrika ka go romela master. O molaetša wa gagwe e lego go abelana lerato go tswa go modimo go batho ka moka. E mo tlišetša mo ka 1995, Supreme Master Chinghai o ile Côte d'Ivoire ke Ivory Coast, bodikela bja Afrika. Mmakgoši wa kua Ivory Coast, Mrs. Henriette Betty, o memile Supreme Master Chinghai paleseng ya mopresidente o ba moeng wa go hlomphega. Ka morago ga go bona maemo a dipetlele tša fao, Supreme Master Chinghai o ile ka bonako a fa tšhelete ya go reka dilo tša go hlekona le dihlare. O ile a felegetša ke ngwana wa kgoši ya Ivory Coast go legae la ditšhiwana toropong ya Abidjan. Supreme Master Chinghai a tšwela pele ka leeto la gagwe motseng wa Benin, yeo sale ya tšwela pele kudu lefaseng la Afrika. Family ya bogošing ile ya dira moletlo o mo botse boema fofane go amogela baeng. Kgoši Akuli Akpo le kgošigadi ba ile ba amogela Supreme Master Chinghai go legae la bona gomme ba lemoga kudu go ba le moeng wa lefaseng la bona. Nako yeo a bego a le Benin, Supreme Master Chinghai o ile a etela dipetlele, dinaga magae le mafelo a ditšhuana tša go hlokomela ke di-nuns. Supreme Master Chinghai o ile a fa bana ba fao lerato le dimpho. Gape o ile a fa legae la ditšhuana lefelong la St. Infant Jesus gore ba reke dinyakwa tšeo di tlhokegago. Pele ga ge a sepela mo nageng yeo, kgošigadi ya Benin, Mrs. Naipo Aklo, o memile Supreme Master Chinghai legaeng la gagwe la semmušo mo lekgotla la segwera le lego la swarwa. Ka mopitlo le Mantule 1999, Supreme Master Chinghai o ile a ralala le kontinente ya Afrika ka nako ya Tower kua Middle East le Afrika o ile a bitswa Heaven is only the beginning. A mema go ruta ditropong kgolo tša Afrika Borwa tše tharo, Johannesburg, Durban le Cape Town. Batsomi ba nnete ba be ba nyorile go nwa lentšu la modimo le go šogofatša tlhogonofatšo ya bona. Ka morago Afrika e ile ya tsebega go ba lefase leo le nago le ditso ditumelo tša go fapana. Cape Town, Afrika Borwa e ile ya kgetha go ba legae la go swara Palamente ya ditumelo tša lefase ka Mantule pele go fitlha 8, 1999. Supreme Master Chinghai e be e le moeng wa tša semoya magareng ga ba etapele ba tsa sedumedi gomme o be a memilwe pulong ya palamente le go ba seboledi a rapela thapelo e botse. Bašomi ba mmalwa ba kgašo ba ile ba kgopela go botšiša Supreme Master Ching Hai. Le ge nako ya gagwe e be e le e nyanyane, o ile a dumela go botšiwa ka ba bangwe ba dipampiri tše kgolo, wirelesse le diteišene tša thelebišene. Gotlhe mo a yago, batho ba Afrika ba mo amogela ka boruthu Supreme Master Ching Hai pele ka moeng wa go tlhomphega nageng. Jwale ka ge a gaša molaetša wa khutso le lerato go batho ka moka, re ya lemema go theetša kgaolo ya Supreme Master Ching Hai yeo e bitšwago e ba seetša sa Modimo e tlišetša ka Mantule 25, 1999 kwa Johannesburg, Afrika Borwa.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
In the Bible, we read that Abram's sons slaughtered animals for their father. Was it a sin?
In the old time, people believed to make offering to God, all right? Even now, they still do that. They even slaughter animal to offering to the God within their body every day. Abraham's son did something, that's his business. My business is not to slaughter any animal, okay? Anyhow, people has different way of life, different choices to know God. They choose to do it quick, they choose to do it slow, right? So that's why I say there are three kinds of offer here to you. For one of those of you who like to do slow, leisurely, because you have eternity anyhow, so you can just have a taste of it, a few minutes. For those of you who are a little more serious, go for convenient method. For those of you who really get fed up with this life and really want to know God, nothing else, then go get initiation, full, see? I'm not here to criticize you and tell you, you eat meat, you are sinful. No, no. I'm just reminding you of many choices that you want to make. So you decide now which choice you stay with or which choice you continue or next perfection you choose. Yeah? Next choice. Or stay with this choice.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the climate Committee change. Of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
Jesus Christ fed 5,000 people with bread and fish. Fish is meat. Was that a sin? Jesus also helped fishermen get more fish. Was that a sin?
No. The sin is we did not understand him. He did not eat fish. He did not feed fish either. We also eat fish every day, but it's vegetarian fish. We also call it fish. We call it hamburger. Sometimes we call veggie hamburger. Sometimes we're lazy, we call it hamburger. We have things like chicken, we have things like steamed fish. All these are vegetarian. It tastes delicious. And if you are a non-vegetarian and the first time you taste them, it looks like a fish, it tastes like fish, you probably do not know. If we tell you that it's fish, you would believe it. If we tell you it's a hamburger, you would believe it. So Jesus was a descendant of a clan that has been always vegetarian for thousands of years. If you want to do more research about the Lord's life, you better take more time. And also he went to study in India for 13 years. That's the missing gap in the Bible that you couldn't explain. And if he studied in India, all the yogis there, the master eat vegetarian, how can he eat meat again? That's the two factors you have missed. Of course, the Bible cannot record everything for you. You have to do some research. Yeah, the church don't want you to be lazy and then put everything on the table. You have to be creative and long for. If you long to know the life of Jesus, you have to research yourself, read more books and history and facts and more new findings and all that. Yeah? Anyhow, the fishermen, Jesus recruit, he did not tell them to fish again. He said, come, I teach you how to fish men. No? Yeah? He said, put down the net, I teach you how to fish men. Okay? But since they are fishermen, Jesus used the term as a fisherman sometimes to talk to them. Just say, okay, today we catch a big fish. Means I have a good person to get initiated. We say the same thing sometimes. Also, why do I understand all this? Because I have direct teaching. If you want to understand, you also need the direct teaching. I told you I will show you how to get direct teaching from Jesus. Then you can argue with him and he will tell you he doesn't eat fish. A poor master. Yeah, everybody tell him he did that, he did this. He tell you different, but you couldn't hear. So similarly, you remember how difficult it was for Jesus, how many people harassed him and persecute him and his disciples? So they have to talk in code, yeah? Say, today we have a big fishing time or something like that. Oh, let's go out fishing. Because if he really need fishing, he wouldn't tell his 12 disciples, say, come, forget it, I teach you how to fish men. Now you know, okay? Thanks. The Lord did not eat anything that caused suffering to other beings. He would not. He was a very humble man. He was great in spirit, but very humble and self-denial outside. He did not need fish to keep him alive. There's so much things to eat in this planet to keep yourself alive.
What is your opinion about the apostles? Where is heaven? Is it part of this universe?
The apostles? They were Jesus' closest disciple to spread his message when he's not there. Give people initiation, explain how to meditate and all that. Yeah. And heaven is not a part of the universe. Heaven is our own creation, our own attitude. For example, when you're happy, you're in love, you feel you're in heaven. No matter where you are, you have a little hurt, you're happy. And when you're sad, when somebody threatens you, when you're under pressure, you live in a palace, you feel like hell. So if we are in contact with God, every day we feel like heaven. That's why we say heaven can hear and now. Lo and behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's not far. Yeah.
In our culture, we slaughter an animal as a sacrifice. Is this a sin?
It's your way of life. You choose to live that way. If you want to, you are a God. You decide what you make of yourself. If you would like to represent yourself as a person who slaughters animal to make offering, then you do that. If one day you decide, okay, I don't want to make myself a slaughter person, then you change. You don't slaughter anymore. You make yourself a representative of nonviolence, non-killing. It's your choice. It's no sin in the eyes of God. It's just your choice. to make yourself what you want to show it to yourself. I want to show it to the world. I want to show it to God. Yeah? You can introduce yourself as, okay, I'm an engineer. I am a priest. I am a teacher. I am a yogi. I am a vegetarian, a spiritual practitioner. Or I am an animal slaughterer. Yeah, whatever you want to. Yes. It's up to you. I'm not here to condemn anybody, just to lay down before you different choices that you could make or want to make or maybe think about making. Okay? Anytime we can change our life by making different choices. That's for sure. Okay? No sin in the name of God. No sin. No. God always loves us. Whatever we do is for our own experience. Yes?
Dear Master, should we devote our lives to serving the poor or sick, or would we be interfering with their choice or karma?
No. We should devote our life anytime we can and devote anything we can to help our brothers and sisters, be it spiritual or material. Yes, we are one. If he's hungry, you are hungry. If he's thirsty, it's like you're thirsty. It should be like that. It's not a must. It is a feeling inside. If, for example, if you see somebody hungry and thirsty and dying, and you feel very painful as if you yourself in that situation, then you help him. That is a measurement of your love, of your level of compassion. It's not a must. It's not a precept to follow. It is a feeling in your heart. If you know you feel you should help that person, that means you have love in your heart and you should be happy. That's the only reward, that knowing that you have love. And you should do it. Yes. Now, thank you.
I feel a lot of love, but trapped inside me. Can you help me spread it around the universe?
You spread it. It's your love. If you love, do something. You love, just like if you love a boyfriend or girlfriend, tell him you love him, do something for him, give him flowers, hug, kiss, make love, do whatever. So the same, if you love all human beings, then do something about it. Do something you think that would let people know that your love, or shower them with your love. Do it. You know what to do. You have God inside you. Do it honestly with your feeling. Everyone do it differently. I cannot tell you what to do, okay?
As you said, there is no hell after death. What happens then to those who do not follow instructions and the scriptures of the Lord?
What happens? They have to learn again the lesson of love. Maybe they have to learn it in a hard way, and that we call hell, yeah? He has to go through also suffering in order to understand that the suffering is no good and that he not do it again. So in a way, he be in a hospital kind of way so that he can heal the part that it was sick. Yeah? Anyone who inflicts suffering upon someone else, he's sick somewhere in his spiritual being. So after he get healed, he become whole again. Yeah? So there's no hell, no sin. That's just a way people chose to live their life that leads to different consequences. That's why in the Bible it tells you, whatever you sow, so shall you reap. Yeah? Judge not so that you will not be judged. If we don't want to reap the bad consequence of the future, then we have to sow good seed right now. See, that's why the Bible give you guidance, like, okay, shall not kill, shall not commit lie, shall not steal, things like that. And make it guidance to our lives so that we reap the better fruit for the future.
If you have faith in God, why should we suffer and our prayers cannot be answered?
Because you have to rise up to God consciousness to know this. Yeah? And then you be content. Even when you come back to this physical life, after you have seen how much God loves us through the spiritual knowledge, you come back to this life, you don't complain no more. You know everything, why this happened, why that happened. Everything is for our best benefit. We'll be always grateful every day, okay? You have to know God first, yes. Yeah.
How important is 10% of whatever you earn important to God?
It is important because you love. It's your love. It's not the 10%. It's the love that goes with it. It's the love to share whatever you have with other people who are less fortunate. That's important.
When one raises above the physical body, how would it be possible to differentiate true situation from, e.g., hallucination?
Yes, there is a way to differentiate. I will teach you at the time of initiation. But only people who want to go deeply into the spiritual dimensions should learn much about all these things. Just the convenient people and all that is not really, because you don't meditate too long, you don't go too deep. So it's not very risky. Yeah, bigger business, more risk. So we have to show you the way to protect yourself. Yeah? But if you just meditate 10 minutes, 20 minutes, it's okay. There's nothing to bother you. You just relax, calm your mind, you do better business, sleep better, eat well. That's it. Know God now and again. There's no danger. Okay?
Is it necessary to attend church every Sunday so as to be reminded, or one can still remember oneself by communicating with God by heart?
By heart, yeah, if you can. If you can communicate with God by heart, you can pray in the closet, the way it is stated in the Bible. Yeah? The church come after Jesus. The church is an organization that gather people who have faith in God and who want to pray together. It's similar to like our group. Every Sunday we gather together in one place. It could be called a church too, but we call it a meditation center. And we meditate the whole day that day. Just to remember God intensively, more than other days, because we're always busy every day. So that's the meaning of really going to the church every day, to get more communication, deep communication with our true self, with God. And it's stronger when you meditate together. If you want to sleep, you see the neighbor is sitting straight, you feel ashamed, so you also sit straight. That's the purpose. And you help each other in collective energy. But if you already know God, everywhere you sit is a church. Yeah? You should go to church every day inside, not just Sunday.
I want to know, where is the true secret of God? And being a vegetarian, can I smoke marijuana?
Yeah. Marijuana is vegetarian, right? I know what you try to say, yeah. Anyhow, where is the true secret of God? That you have to find out. I will show you how to find out, but you have to find yourself. Yeah? I can't explain God in the physical terms. The more I explain, the more I mislead you. Yeah? I can show you God. That's all I can do. And marijuana, as far as I'm concerned, is not really necessary for your vegetarian diet. So do not include it in there. Even though it's a vegetable, it's not a very conducive vegetable to your meditation. So please refrain from using it. All right?
He also wants to know if he can eat marijuana then.
You're so hungry. Not only you want to smoke, you eat it. My God. So much vegetable. You don't have enough? I advise you to eat tofu, okay? Yeah. You can fry spinach. It's better for you. anything that make our consciousness blurred and not clear, this is not a God way. God's way, no need physical aid, no need anything, because God is God. You can't change him, you can't make him come nearer, you can't bring him where you want just because of marijuana or anything else. You can only know God. That's it. And pure, simple, know God. Just concentrate, forget the world, and concentrate on God's side. Then you see God. I just show you how. That's it. There's no need for anything. And the vegetarian we eat, it's just because we just have to eat little of something to sustain this body. So do not go too deep even into too much of vegetarianism. Anything we eat to sustain the body, enough nutrition, keep our spirit alive, that's good enough already. Okay? We're not here to eat. We're here to know God. All right?
Question from the same person. Am I poor because of my thinking or my belief?
We are poor because of our belief. But it's too late now. Okay? Our planet has been led into believing that we've been sinful and we've been punished for our sin and all that stuff, and so we should live a rich life here. But before this era, we have a golden era. Have you heard about it, right? In the golden age, right? Long ago, okay. In that age, people know God, believe in God, because they see God, they feel God's love. And at that time, there was no teaching such as a revenge for God, jealous God, or there's no such teaching as hell, because everywhere was heaven. But then some bad people has invented this kind of fear so to control the population. And slowly, slowly, this fear creep into our consciousness. And we begin slowly to believe that we are sinful, we are bad, we couldn't know God because we are forsaken, we're born in sin, we always sin, and everything we do is sin. So our consciousness has become conditioned that way. That's why we also fail in our business. We became poorer, we became deprived of many comforts, including material ones. But it's a little too late now to change drastically. The whole consciousness of the planet have been ingrained into this way of thinking. But it's not too late for you. If you're ready to change, change it today. Believe what I tell you and experience the love of God within you every day. Then you will see how your life changed. You will know God is really love, and whatever you ask for is already there. Okay?
What is the difference between your way of meditation and talking or praying in tongues? Because it is said that talking in tongues is talking to God. How true is that?
Both are true. Different levels of understanding about God. Yeah? Okay. In our ways, we don't talk even. We don't even talk with the mouth or the tongue. We don't use anything of the physical instruments. We go direct to heaven, enjoy the carefree life without this physical body. Yeah? And God doesn't speak to us in the human language. He does also, sometimes. But we don't speak it out loud, or we don't need to do anything. We just communicate. And we understand in a godly way, celestial way, which is a silent way.
Dear Master, what are your hardships that you have experienced in your walks of life? Please share with me.
Well, I do not consider really anything a hardship, even though in those moments I do complain. Well, like all of us, I complain. I say, why? I don't like it. But of course I know it is good for me. Yeah? Any hardship would strengthen our spirit and determination to find God, to let us know that as long as we still cling to this physical ephemeral existence, we always will encounter hardship. There's no hardship in heaven. So whenever we leave this body during meditation or deep contemplation, go to heaven, we experience all bliss and beauty. And then when we come back even to this physical body, still some blessing left over so that our life become even smoother and better. So even hardship is just a blessing in disguise. Yeah, no problem. I can write a book about hardship, but why? I'd rather write a book about the blessing that I enjoy.
Dear Master, thank you for your wisdom. How would you choose a successor to continue your physical work here after you leave us?
I haven't decided yet. That is up to God to decide. When the time comes, the Lord will let me know. Yeah? And I'll let you know. Maybe. Or you have to find out yourself. Yeah? Okay. If I have one, I will write it down. Okay? Name, place, date of birth, then you can identify him. He probably have a nose in the middle, 2 ears. You can find him or her, whatever. But I haven't decided yet. Okay, I haven't found one yet. Sorry, you hurry up. And maybe God tell you that, okay, you are the successor. And then you tell me. Huh?
Who is the devil? Where does he come from? Where will he eventually end? Why does God not destroy this devil? Is the devil part of this oneness you are talking about?
Yes, he is part of the oneness. He works for God so that we know what's right, what's wrong, so that we know to resist temptation, so that we can improve ourselves and go nearer to God. All right? There's no such thing as devil, actually. Just trial, just test, just training. We train ourselves. If we want to train ourselves in a hard way, we chose our way of life in a hard way before we're born, to train ourselves, to experience the things that we want to experience in order to find God in our way.
Dear Master, tarot cards, auras, Reiki, healing, is this bad, even if it's done for the benefit of others?
No, it's not bad. I told you everything's different levels of understanding about God. Yeah? The nurse is not bad. The doctor is not good. They're just working in different ways. Yeah? Different job. But if you want to be a doctor, then you have to stop being a nurse and study more. That's what it is. Alright? Become the healers without healing. Like Jesus. Yeah? Okay.
How do I overcome all these problems I have and get my focus back and be forgiven for my wrongs? I would love to change my life and be a good man again.
Yes, then change it. First, whatever you don't like about yourself, change it. For example, you used to tell lies, now don't. Just tell the truth. You used to take things from people, you stop that and you give your things instead. Yeah? Or get initiation, get enlightened.
Is there such a thing as bad luck or curses upon you? And when does it ever set you free?
Nobody can curse you. No bad luck can harm you. If you choose to walk the other way, right? Just walk the other way. Walk the way of God, then all bad lucks will leave you. But sometimes, because the bad karma you have already created, so the consequence still linger for a while. Okay? Just bear it. We don't live here long. Don't worry.
Why can we not be initiated and be unrestricted? Why can we not eat meat and drink alcohol?
So you want to be a flesh-eating God and drunken God? You already are. If you eat meat now and drink wine, you're already a drunken God and meat-eating God already every day. I thought you want to change to something different. If you don't want to change, then just stay where you are. You already are God. All right? But if you want to change to a higher level of yourself, then have to leave a little of this lower kind of substitutes to find a more noble, higher intoxication in the love of God and more refreshment in the flesh of Jesus, the spiritual flesh of Jesus.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol: 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use.
Cost of alcohol-related illnesses: $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally.
Disease: higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Mental toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
Organ failure: heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects: children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence: child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit.
There are many religions, such as Christianity and traditional African religion. Which is the right religion for Africa? Also, by practicing other religions, does that anger our ancestors?
No, no. Every religion is good for Africa, if you believe in it. All right? I'm just showing you the way to truly contact the source of your religion. There's only one God. And people find different ways to go to him. It's just sometimes they get lost in the maze. So I'm here to show them where to go the shortest way. Yeah, I don't come here to change your religions. And your ancestors will never be angry with you, because they will be liberated through your enlightenment, through your blessing.
Thank you for coming to South Africa and bringing your love and peace to our people. I hope that your endearment is passed on to our people in South Africa.
I hope so too. Thanks so much for your love. I think so. The South African people are so, so enlightened, so intelligent. I think we understand each other perfectly. Yes.
Everything is free. Please tell us who sponsors you.
I earn my money. I'm a designer, don't you know? Oh, you see, we didn't bring all my creation here, but you could see some in the picture. I design jewelry, design clothes. I don't wear my own today. I wear yours in respect of your country. In the Bible, it says that you must earn your own living by the sweat of your brow. So that's what I do. Yeah? Apart from sharing with you the blessing that God has permitted me to do, I have to also earn my upkeep for the physical needs. Yeah? I need transportation. I need a car. I need airplane ticket, etc. So I earn the money just like you do. And I share whatever I have with other people. Yeah. Apart from what I need, I have surplus. I share with the other brothers and sisters. Nobody supports me. I support people. God supports me, yes.
When you gather together on Sundays, do you eat Holy Communion in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ?
When I go to the church on Sunday?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, I do eat the communion bread. But the one you could not see. Yes. The real flesh of Jesus. I don't cut his flesh and eat, but I be one with him. Yeah? That's my communion bread. I have that every day, not just Sunday.
In Africa, it is said that we have a high rate of HIV/AIDS. Does God curse or punish our continent with this incurable disease? How can we be saved from this disease?
In every country, there are information centers about AIDS or about any disease that you happen to worry about. Yes? Find out from information and take care of yourself physically. Yeah? Otherwise, if you practice spiritually also and you keep the precepts and you have vegetarian diet, you lead a spiritual life, you never have to worry about this question.
Is the golden age a sign of the second coming of Jesus? What is the golden age?
The golden age is the time, like once or long ago, or many times ago, when we experience once with God and everything that we wish for is fulfilled instantly. We can experience golden age right now if we have this connection with God. Every day is a golden age to the Kuan Yin practitioners.
Please explain to me properly, where do we black people come from? Because we do not exist in the Bible. Is it true that we are cursed children?
No. Are you kidding? You see? This is a doctrine of fear, the doctrine of separation, the doctrine of condemnation and humiliation that people long ago tried to inflict upon human grace to divide us and to roll us, because united we stand, divided we fall, and they know that. Oh my God, why do you ever ask this question? Should never even come up. It's just a different color, just like flowers here. Look how many colors in here. Suppose we all white or all yellow like me. Wouldn't it be boring, our planet? Huh? Then I don't have South Africa to come to. I don't have a different color to look at. When I look at you, I think of chocolate. Yum, yum. My favorite color. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, all colors are beautiful. There's no difference. Just different flowers. I don't know why this question even come up, but I know why, as I explained already. This is a trap. This is a tricks of the bad ones, you know, who try to get power over people. Not only they try to divide us from God, make God a fearsome person or being that's revengeful and of punishing God, but they even divide us people as a whole, as a human race. Yeah? Try to tell the white people that black are bad, and try to tell the dark people that the light-skinned people are evils. Yes, every generation we've been brainwashed into thinking like this. And that's how we've become like confused, and then we try to think again. Is it true what he said? Maybe it's true what he said. Tell me why the black people are cursed. Tell me why. One good reason why. Can you answer why? If you cannot answer, that means there doesn't exist the curse. What's the difference between the dark color or the light color, the yellow or the red? What is the difference in here? You know why you're black or you're dark? Because you're too near the sun. Hide yourself inside the house. No, I told you already, God is colorful one. He's artistic. He makes different fruit color. He makes different flowers color. So he makes different dogs color. He makes different elephants color. He makes different birds color. He makes different humans color. We should be happy. He's great. We are great. Anyhow, I like chocolate, so I don't care. Should never, ever think like this, huh? Never this question should arise in your mind. You are great. You have very, very long and deep, deep, deep spiritual tradition. What do you mean black people is not mentioned in the Bible? Huh? How about the Egyptian Cleopatra? She was black. Yeah. Moses. Yeah. The Egyptian people, where Moses was raised, they are also color, they're dark color. You mean they're not mentioned in the Bible? Does it have to say dark or black in order for you to identify yourself? You are a human being. There's no black, no white, no yellow, nothing. We are God, children. Finito. Yeah, no problem at all. I don't see why. Any problem. I don't see why. How can you see any problem with the colors of the flowers? I don't understand this. Huh? You know what? You know what? Have you been to Holland? Any of you? Okay, some of you, right. Do you know in Holland they cultivate black tulips? Yeah? And they are the most expensive and rare because we don't have that many. See? When you don't have black, they have to create it. You see? Suppose we don't have dark people here, we have to create it genetically, matching in order to get a black one. And then it will be, oh my God, he's black. Oh my God. You know what I mean? It's like the tulips, the dark tulips. It's very dark tulips. It's not born like that. They match the genetic. They create it by scientific means. And I've seen a patch of them, beautiful, very dark and beautiful. And very rare. The whole gardens are full of different colors. Just one little batch is black tulip. And they call the king of the night, a queen of the night or something like that. Beautiful name. Suppose we don't have dark people here or chocolate people here, then we will be missing something, you see? And then we will have to try hard in a laboratory in order to create a black baby. And then we will hold it up. Oh, look at him. Isn't he beautiful? See what I mean? So God already knows that. He created for us. So we should be very grateful, happy, and proud. Yeah? Proud to be colored. Yeah. Thank you. But this problem has been too long, so it doesn't matter how long I speak, it doesn't seem long enough to erase the long-standing misunderstanding of the colors of God's creation. You know how much money all the people in other countries have to spend on the beach? How much suffering they have to lay in the scorching sun in order to get the color you have? Come on, you're kidding. So you are a millionaire, a walking, inborn millionaire. Only millionaire in America or elsewhere can have the kind of color you have because they spend a lot of time and money in the sun. You know that? You know that. So next time, don't ask me this question. Tell yourself you're a millionaire, inborn, born millionaire. No need to roast yourself on the beach for hours on end. It's a big suffering to get the color of the people of Africa. Yeah.
Master, I want to know, when I saw your picture, something struck me. I had the feeling of coming here to meet you. In fact, to see you physically. And when you entered the hall, I did feel like crying. Is it because I was feeling you or I was getting the fulfillment of knowing God?
Could be that. Could be that you feel the God within me that manifest in the love for you. Not that he cannot manifest within you also. He could. If you have chosen the way of God, he will manifest also. See, I have chosen to walk his way. So you can feel more obviously, because I'm with him. And then other people are with more with the world, more worried about the world. I'm more about God. Therefore, you can feel more God's presence in such a person. For example, maybe me. So that's why you feel happy or you feel emotional. Otherwise, we don't know each other. Why should you cry when you see me? Why should you love me and want to shake my hand or hug me? Yeah? Must be something. Yeah? As you sow, so shall you reap. Be it the world or be with God. When we are with the world, we manifest more worldly atmosphere and people recognize that more. And when we are with God, we are more radiating God atmosphere and people feel that because the God in you feel that. Okay.
Thank you, Master, for coming to South Africa. We welcome you with open hands.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Re a leboga ba bogi ba ba botse go ba le rena mo thutong ya Supreme Master Ching Hai yeo e bitswa go e ba sietse sa modimo mo go mantsi a go agisha. Ka kgopelo bogelang Supreme Master Television gomme technology ya selekgono e ya latela morago ga ditaba. Ka ditšhegofatso tša modimo a diphedi ka moka mo lefaseng di phedišane ka khutso, lerato le lethabo. Thank you, cheerful viewers, for your company for Supreme Master Ching Hai's insightful lecture Be a Torchbearer for God on Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology coming up next after Noteworthy News. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.